What's up, guys? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
Anne Catherine
and Caroline. And today we are joined by Olivia Eve. Olivia has her own podcast, For You From Eve. And guys, we're actually sitting in the cutest studio right
now.
It's
so cute.
So cute.
It's like, this, indescribable.
We've never done 30 pictures already
of it because it's so cute. There are plants everywhere. Yeah. It's all like decked out.
I know.
None of us have done
cool lighting,
an in-person podcast collab or interview before, and this is the first one, and I don't know if it's like ever going to be topped because
this is so cute.
I don't know. We found like the cutest place in New York City right now, and it's like fluffy chairs, pink lights, all of
those. And it's like
vibes.
So cozy.
Right. Yeah. It's so cozy. It did take us 40 minutes to figure out how to set up the thing. Right. And I had to...
I was taking selfies while they were doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's okay. I had to FaceTime content. The guy.
Yeah, Caroline. Caroline was like,
I'm literally
on
FaceTime with him. Like, which buttons do I click? What's going
Caroline
on?
Caroline was in the booth. Olivia and I were out here just hanging out, taking pictures.
Yeah, but this is so fun. And I mean, we've always wanted to do like in-person interviews. I feel like it's so much better of an experience than on Zoom.
Oh my god, it's already just like the energy in this room
is
so good. Guys.
As soon as I walked in, I was like, "Yeah, this is gonna be a much better episode."
This is gonna be so good
because you like become friends with the people, and then you're just having a conversation at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
A conversation.
So, introduce yourself. You know, who is Olivia? Where are you from? Your entire background.
Yeah.
Go.
So, in case you don't know me, my name's Olivia Eve, and I have a podcast called For You From Eve that I started about 9 or 10 months ago. We were just talking about how we're both so young. So I'm a junior in college. I'm 21 years old. And I live in like the New Jersey, New York area. And yeah, my podcast is all about becoming the best version of your best yesterday self. And it's been such an amazing journey. And I've had so many great like milestones that I've reached so far that I'm just so proud of. And I love doing this. And this is my first in-person. So it makes the experience so much more real. Like, this is the first time
absolutely.
I'm sitting down and I'm like, I have a podcast.
Right?
Like, it doesn't hit you when you're at home.
Exactly. Even just, like, us for the past couple of days being in New York and I've been vlogging and stuff. And this is the first time I felt like a legit creator.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Because it's like, in, like, years past, we've always, like, kind of vlogged, like, for fun and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've never felt like, this is what I do.
I know.
You know?
That's how I felt, like, just the whole experience getting here. I was like, what is taking it step by step. Exactly. And then
been,
I got here and I was like, wow, this is real.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. Awesome. So Olivia has had her podcast for about 9 months, which is awesome. And it's doing so well.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about For You From Eve. Why did you create it? What is kind of the overall message and purpose that you want to have with it?
So I started For You From Eve as an Instagram page. So it was kind of a vision board. It was my quotes, my diary entries, but it had like 36 followers. Like it was not like an Instagram blog. Like it had like 36 followers. And I realized I just liked talking more than I liked writing and everything like that. And so once I kind of grew to that part where I realized I liked talking to people, I liked giving people advice, I liked being the person people went to for advice, I was like, why don't I just create a podcast? I love, you know, listening to them. So why don't I create one? In the beginning, I had a lot of guests on the show because I was nervous to talk by myself. Now I do solo episodes, advice, Q&As, all of that. And it's so much fun.
And they're awesome.
Yeah, they're so fun to create. And obviously, this is more fun to be in person. But even on Zoom, you get somewhat of an experience. And I just started emailing like 30 people a day. And like, I would email 30 people a day, get like 4 responses at the end of the week. Like, you don't get any responses from
people.
But
you got 4 responses.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Like, if I didn't send those 120 emails that week, like, I wouldn't have gotten any. And I feel like a lot of milestones were when I got, you know, like Hailey Sunny is someone I've been watching on YouTube for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to be on Zoom with her and have a conversation with her, I was like, oh, wow, I can do anything. Like, I had like 200 followers. Like, I was like, if you keep waiting to say, oh, I'll start something when I hit 1,000 or 5,000 followers, because then more people will care. That's when you're going to kind of keep pushing back your goal and pushing back your potential.
Right.
And so I was at a point where I was like, I just want to start. Like, I just want to create something. And no followers are going to come unless you start putting out content.
Right. Exactly. Starting out Instagram, 36 followers. Were you in that zone where you're kind of like, once it hits 1,000, like, then I'll start being open and honest and, like, be real? Or were you kind of more vulnerable and open from the start?
Yeah, so when I first opened it, like before I made it public, it was a private account that I had for like a month because it was just my vision board. Yeah, like my friends didn't know about it. Like it was just like my thing. It wasn't a big deal. And then I was like, you know what, let me open it up. Maybe other people can relate. And the moment where I was like, okay, this is why I don't want to wait for followers is because I kept journaling, I'm going to have a successful Instagram. I kept like writing for you from Eve on my manifestation journal. Yeah. And then I sent my post to a bunch of influencers I follow. And Danielle Bernstein, do you guys know We Wore What? She's like,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she responded to me. And I had literally maybe 12 followers and she has like 2 million. And she responded to me and was like, I love your page. And I was like,
hey.
I was like, hi. So she noticed me and I have 12 followers. And that's what made me realize it's not about the number. Right. It's about mm-hmm. the content. And so exactly. once I was in that mindset, I was like, I want to make like something more than just an Instagram. I want to reach people. I want to create a community. Mm-hmm. And that's when I just started it. But yeah, at that point, I was like, I have to wait till I get... I'm the same way now with, like, YouTube. I'm like, I should probably mm-hmm. wait, but I just don't mm-hmm. have the time or energy yeah. for it.
That's such a good point, though, that, like, somebody could have 2 million followers. They might not actually be reaching anyone mm-hmm. or giving, mm-hmm. like, making an impact on anyone versus you could have 100 followers say, and you make a real impact mm-hmm. on every mm-hmm. single one of those people, right?
Exactly.
We always say with, like, obviously you have such a... strong and valuable purpose with all of your content. Anyone can be a pretty face on Instagram. Like there are enough pretty faces on Instagram, but the value of your content is what's gonna make like mm-hmm. 10,000 people exactly. over 10 million people like
love
it's just
you.
So yeah. much better.
Yeah. And I feel like going back to when you said like what is your purpose with your podcast, I just like feel like girls feel like they have to hide from their emotions sometimes and they don't want to say when they feel a certain way because mm-hmm. they'll get called crazy or they'll be told they're overthinking or dramatic. Mm-hmm. And so once I kind of was in the position where I felt a certain way and someone would be like, you're being dramatic, like stop overthinking. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know I'm not the only person that goes through this. Yeah. I need to talk about this and like bring awareness to it because people shouldn't be afraid to hide from their emotions. People shouldn't be afraid mm-hmm. if they're not in their self-love journey yet. You know, this is something that we experience all together and it's mm-hmm. something we all go through. So I feel like talking about it, touching on different topics helps so much. And when I get direct messages of girls that are like, your episode saved me. Like I just went through a breakup and listening to your breakup episode just took me out of my depression. Like, that makes me so happy because that's the whole point. It's just right. making girls know you're not alone. A million people in the world are going through the same thing as you and you're going to get through mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said about how everyone is like so scared to have emotions or admit that they have feelings these days because I've been thinking about that so much. We did an episode on hookup culture a little while ago where we just talked so much about how frustrating it is that no one wants to admit when they actually have feelings yeah. for someone or no mm-hmm. one wants to... like admit when they feel a certain way or they're
There's
struggling
always a
with
game.
Something
yeah, yeah.
it's everything's always a game and no one like I don't know it's just become like the way that people work these days that no one just wants to like admit that this is how I'm feeling and with mm-hmm. that it's like you're hurting yourself but also you're in a way like hurting all of the other people who feel like they're alone too when if exactly. you just like stood up and said this is how I feel then everyone would be able to relate. So I mm-hmm. love that that is, like, mm-hmm. what you have as your purpose because by you opening up and saying, this is how I feel, this is my journey, this is what I'm going through, then everyone else out there who's felt like they've had to keep quiet about it,
yeah,
they see, like, oh, this other girl feels the same way and all of these thousands of mm-hmm. listeners also feel the same way. Like, I'm not alone and
right.
I can, like, speak on my feelings.
It immediately takes away all the pressure exactly. and like the way you get in your head about it
mm-hmm. which is sad because there's a reason people are blocking off their emotion, you know, like if someone's blocking off their emotion it's because once they didn't and they got denied or rejected or they felt embarrassed by it so mm-hmm. I feel like that's why people hide their feelings is because they've, you know, put their feelings out there and they've been vulnerable and they've gotten shut down and they're like, I don't want to do this again, like that right. sucks, I don't want to feel yeah. that way
mm-hmm. me
Talk us through more of your wellness journey since that's something that you yeah. talk about so much on your podcast.
Yeah, so growing up when I was in high school, I was super like fitness, soccer, basketball, track, just wanted to play all the sports. I wasn't necessarily healthy in the sense of essential oils and yeah. green juices, but I played so many sports. I was always active. I was never really insecure about my body because I knew I was very fit, mm-hmm. but something I struggled with a lot was my acne. So I started breaking out when I was around 13 or 14 years old going into high school. And when I was in high school, it never bothered me that I broke out because everyone breaks out in right. high school. So everyone around me had acne. So I was like, who cares if I have it?
It was less noticeable.
Exactly. Like it blended in with the crowd, you know? And then once I was in college, my first 2 years of college, I was not working out anymore because of high school sports. I gained a bunch of weight and my acne was even worse, like so horrible. And once I kind of got to that point, I was like, I have to do something about this. Like 2 years of being completely miserable and the way my body looks, the way I feel in my body, mm-hmm. there's something I have to do, because if I don't do something, I can't complain about it. I can't text my boyfriend and say, I have new pimples, I'm going to cry right. about it. Because it's like, what am I doing about it? I'm eating a bag right. of Doritos and I'm sitting on the couch. Of course right. I'm going to have acne.
Right. It just like perpetuates the
exactly.
problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, wait, that's like sometimes the way that you cope just like makes the problem
exactly.
worse.
Exactly. You can't complain like if you're cycle. Not going to change. It's like, yeah, you should love yourself and, you know, accept yourself for the way that you are 100%, but don't complain about the same thing if you're not going to change it. So once right. I realized I'm tired of being unhappy in my own body and feeling unhappy, I was like, you know what, I just have to make the change, because if I don't, no one else is going to do it for me. I'm not going to one day just wake up and have clear skin. Like, no, I have to work towards that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my acne journey is really the reason I got into wellness, is because it made me realize I want to take care of myself. And also everything with COVID, it's like you want to make sure your body is strong. Like it can yeah. fight off these things. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to just lose weight and, you know, do these quick fixes with birth control and Accutane. You want to like strengthen your body and mm-hmm. be a strong woman. You don't want to be like a yeah. weak woman. You want to
no
be strong.
No Band-Aids.
Exactly. Yeah. I hate quick fixes. That's mm-hmm. like my biggest thing. I hate it.
I know. Yeah. And also because they're always about just like solving this one problem right away. Like, oh, lose 20 pounds really fast and all of this stuff.
They're
when
usually
it's like
so superficial too.
That's not what like having a healthy body yeah. actually is.
And then you lose those 20 pounds and none one. Now you want to lose 10. Now you
right.
want to lose 30.
Right.
Like,
and you're
just
but
going.
You're never like actually healthy.
You're never actually
it's an infinite.
There's so much more to
yeah,
it.
It's an infinite yeah. goal.
Mm-hmm. So talking about like fitness, mm-hmm. one of our biggest points is building confidence through building physical strength as well. So talk to us about your personal fitness journey. I know you said you've, yeah. in high school, you played a lot of sports, but what has been your experience with fitness? What are some ways of working mm-hmm. out that you enjoy now?
So yeah, the first 2 years of college, never worked out, never mm-hmm. went on walks, mm-hmm. ate pizza. I was going to school in the city, so I was having pizza like every single day. Yeah. I was not healthy. And then once quarantine hit, I started going on walks, listening to podcasts, doing ab workouts in my room. And I didn't start going to the gym and religiously working out until January of 2021. So it's almost okay. going to be a year of me working mm-hmm. out. But I started getting into, you know, running. And when I first was going to the gym, I was doing, killing myself on the treadmill, mm-hmm. doing like 45 minutes of cardio and abs. Just all I cared about mm-hmm. was losing mm-hmm. weight. Mm-hmm. But my mind started to shift the same way my body started to shift. And I started, the more I trained my body, the more my mind was being trained without me even
yeah,
knowing.
Right.
And I was like, why? Like the reason that people don't want to go to the gym is because they have the goal of I want to lose weight and they're going to do a boring cardio workout. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do something that excites them or makes them happy. So once I kind of realized I liked strength training, mm-hmm. I liked doing, you know, HIIT workouts, I liked working out my body and not just running, which running is great. Like I like running, mm-hmm. but I want to yeah. be excited for something.
Right. Yeah.
So I think switching up your workout routine is a huge reason. Like people lose their consistency with the gym because they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're at that point where your goal is no longer I want to look different and it's I want to feel different, you're going to be at the gym
right.
every
Love
single
that.
Day because it makes you feel
Love
good.
That.
Like
yeah.
I'm like depressed before I go to the gym, and then I get to the gym and I leave and I'm like on cloud nine. I
yeah.
feel like I could take over mm-hmm. the world.
Yeah, that's the key, switching your mindset so that it's not something that you're dreading and feeling mm-hmm. like is this big task, but it's like something that's like becomes just built into who you are
yeah,
and how you feel
task,
good.
It's like a way of feeling so
it's
good
like
about
honoring
yourself.
Your escape. Yeah. yeah. Once it goes from like something like off a task and into an escape, that's when I knew, okay, like this is yeah. part of my life. This isn't something I have to do. It's something I want to do because I know it's going to make me feel mm-hmm. good.
Exactly. What are your favorite kind of workouts? Like what does your mm-hmm. routine look like now?
Right now I'm weirdly into running, which yeah. is so weird because in the summer I like running outside, but in the winter I normally don't. Yeah. But I've been super like runner's high. I think it's yeah. Taylor Swift's album because it's like I can play All Too
oh
Well and go 30 minutes just playing the yeah. song over and over again. But yeah, I like running. I really like doing core ab workouts. I love like squatting and like HIIT mm-hmm. with my butt. Like that's my favorite workout. But I sprained my back like a few months ago and I couldn't work out my butt for so long. But that's like my favorite workout to do. I just have to be super careful. I can't yeah. use like heavy weights. But yeah, I love running right now. It's like my thing.
Yeah, I go through phases of like loving run. Like I feel like running is either the best ever or it's like the most frustrating ever. Like when running is good,
it's
I think that
so
it's like it's like the runner's high. Yeah. Like it's one of the best feelings, but then at the same time, like when it's bad, it can just be so hard and frustrating.
Yeah.
So I feel like for some reason running's like the most extreme where it can like
go either love or hate it. Yeah, exactly. It's all meant like it's all mentally in your head. Like if I get on the treadmill and I'm running for 3 minutes and I'm like, it's not the day. Like I'm not gonna go for 30 minutes today. I'm just gonna get off now. I let myself, but then there's days where I'm at like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I could go another hour.
And it's like, it's not even like physically your body's not capable of it anymore. It's like every day is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day you can settle and not even be able to run a mile. And the next you can go for hours.
So weird. Yeah, exactly. Like some days I can literally run like 30 minutes and some days I'm at 12 minutes and I'm like, it's all on your mood. Because if you get runner's high, you can go 30 minutes. But if you don't, then you're not going to get there.
You can just go and go forever and ever.
Yeah.
So then as a leader in the health and wellness space, people might assume that, you know, everything comes easily to you at this point. They see your page, they listen to your podcast, they see you as this person that's kind of like ahead of them in their journey and maybe thinks that everything is easy at that point. So is that true for you? Or if not, what are the things that you still struggle with the most?
Yeah, I think it's so funny when people DM me and they're like, I wish I could be as productive as you. And I'm in bed, in my pajamas, haven't gone out of bed. I'm like, what is this girl? Like, you know, online,
it's like imposter syndrome.
Literally, because I'll post on TikTok, and this was a couple months ago, I only posted productive days in my life, because that's what I liked to watch. And then I kind of started to realize, I don't want my page to look like that's all I do, because that's
just
not
so
me.
So highly curated.
Exactly, it's like 2 days out of the week where I'm on top of everything. And so I feel like now I've been very transparent on my podcast and on my Instagram, where I'll just post a picture of me in bed at like 11 p.m. and I'll be like, I'm still editing, my life isn't, you know, this movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's, some days you just, we're not robots, we're human beings, we're going to be tired, we need breaks. If we don't take breaks, we're going to burn ourselves out. And I found myself burning myself out with a lot of things I did in life, and I didn't want this journey and this podcast to be one of those things. So I stop it where it needs to be stopped. If I don't feel like recording, I don't record. I don't want to burn myself out. And so I feel like a lot of people think like, oh yeah, you're so productive all the time, and I wish I was as aesthetically pleasing as her. And I'm like, I feel like I'm like down here. Like I'm waiting to get to like other levels. Cause at the end of the day, it's like when you look at celebrities and you're like, they have the perfect life. Meanwhile, they're looking at someone else saying the same thing.
Cause what do you see? You just see glimpses.
Exactly.
Right? Like you can't actually place yourself in somebody else's life and experience. Like this is what I think all the time is like, you see people like what they put forward to show you.
Yeah.
You're not in somebody else's head reading their thoughts. Like you're in your mind all of the time. Like you're the only one who like your thoughts are running 24/7. You don't know anyone else's insecurities or what they're actually thinking or the other 23 hours of the day out of the one that you see them.
You also,
you know?
I feel like you just get so used to your life, like it doesn't
exactly
see, when I, because you can scroll through TikTok and you can see 100 different people's productive little day in the lives, and I sit there and I'm like, oh my god, I would love to live that life. Meanwhile,
it is you.
Like I am living a similar life, because you know, you get in a TikTok hole and it's like giving you content that is like you, and it's like I'll see someone's day in the life, they wake up, they like go for a run, they go to the gym, they walk through the city, like get a coffee, go to class, do some work. That is like, that's my daily life. But why am I looking at someone else and thinking I would love to have their life when they're probably thinking the same thing about mine if I put out a same
I feel like video. A lot of wellness influencers, and I love this, are so transparent on their Instagram story.
Yeah.
Even you guys, like you guys will post like you going to the gym, and then you'll post like taking a day off. Like I love that, because it wasn't like that before. Before it was all glamorized and Instagram was filled with celebrities, and I think now it's being filled with influencers. I mean, I don't know if that's like a similar term, but now it's being filled with people who are like influencing us, not people we just want to watch, people we want to be. And so I love how transparent it is, and how like I try to, honestly, I feel like sometimes I could be more, you know, instead of swiping the Paris filter on my skin and like smoothing my skin, I should just show my acne. You know what I mean?
I could. Just the one swipe over every single time.
I have to. I'm like, I just don't want to look at it. But then at the same time, I'm like, if someone else sees it and they struggle with their skin, they're going to feel better. Because I know, like, there's this YouTuber, Summer McKean, and she went through an acne journey. And I saw her posting videos with her acne, and I felt more like confident.
Just not trying to hide it.
Exactly. I was like, who cares? It's acne. Like, why is this something I have to hide? And I want other girls to feel that way. And it's like so stupid, because if you've never like had bad acne, you're like, you don't understand the dramatics of it.
It's
you
like,
guys both
like
have perfectly clear skin.
I have makeup on right now. And
so do I.
And I've had a couple days for my skin to calm
down. She sent a picture in our family group chat of her like, my mom asked to see
new
earrings.
And I sent a picture of my face, and I was like,
excuse my the worst skin of my life ever.
Because the stress, like school stress, like living in a dorm, the mask knee, having to wear a mask to work out in the gym.
Oh, that's so bad.
Like my skin looks better now.
Oh, mine doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, really? My skin's had a few days to like clear up now, but it was.
Both of your skins look amazing. But like if you've never had
your skin right now, and I would say the same thing.
Oh, I think you look great.
Really? Maybe because there's makeup.
You look glowy. No,
also it's because no one else sees everything like you do. Exactly. Like you're the only person who's like always
your hardest.
You're
always your hardest. Like
right.
Yeah. My friend told me the other day. She's like, yeah, people have acne, and like if someone looks at you, they're gonna see your acne, but they're not gonna be like, oh, she's ugly because she has acne. They're gonna be like, oh, she's pretty. Yeah, obviously people can see the acne on
her
face.
They can see it, but like, do they register it?
Yeah,
no.
Do they care?
No.
But like, unless you've had acne, you're like if you've had acne and you're listening to this, you're like, you know what I mean. Like, you don't want to leave your house sometimes. You're like, I can't leave my house like this.
I feel like if you're having a bad skin day, or just like a bad like body confidence, whatever it is, that's like all you can see or feel, like the feeling of it. You can just like, I don't know.
Like, sometimes it hurts,
right? Like if I have a pimple or something, it's like all I can feel. Mm-hmm. But then if you look at someone else and they have something, you're like, you don't even see it.
Exactly. I don't look at people with acne and I'm like, ugh. But I look at myself and I'm like, oh my God, you better sit your ass at home.
Sit your ass at
home. Not leaving the house like that.
Also, something that I thought about recently is like, have you ever looked at one of your friends or like someone that you see often and been like, oh, they look bad today, or they're like, they're having a worse day
exactly.
than usual? Because I feel like all the time you'd look at yourself and be like, oh, I'm having the worst hair day. I'm having the worst skin day, blah, blah, blah. But I never look at a friend and I'm like, oh, their hair looks worse than usual today. Their skin looks worse than usual. Like, they just exist as who they are. Mm. And you see someone, like, as the full picture as who they are. And it's like, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of
crazy. Yeah, I'm not like, oh, Olivia's wearing makeup today. Like, she looks 10 times better.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's Olivia.
Because some days you think you look so hot and some days you think you look so bad. But it's like, everyone else just sees you as you. They don't, like,
and we're, like, our biggest haters, and it's so sad because no one's going to be harder on you than you are on yourself. And that's something I'm so guilty of, and I try to talk about it in a way where I've overcome it, and I'm like, oh, I love myself. But at the same time, it's like, I love who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But there's physical things that I'm like, all right, yeah, I would love to change that, but I know I'm in control of changing it. And I feel like people say, you know, like, oh, once it's on your skin, you're going to complain. Like, once your skin's clear, you're going to complain about your nose or your lips. Like, there's always going to be something. Mm-hmm, like, it's an endless cycle. So it's just stop it where it is. Accept yourself for the things that you can't change. And whatever you can change, take control and change them.
Right. It's like there's an infinitely better version of you, you know? Like,
every time there is.
Yeah. It's like, and that can be in a good or a bad way to look at that. Because, like, in a negative way, you could always be thinking, oh, there's a version of me whose skin looks better, whose hair looks better, who's a couple inches taller, who's this and that and that. And then you're never going to think you're good enough. Mm-hmm. If you flip that and you think, like, I can keep creating a better version of myself infinitely by, like, working on myself internally, working on my health, working on my mindset, then that's kind of, like, a positive way to take it, where it's, like, you can always be growing, always be changing.
But part of that mindset is, like, knowing that it is so infinite that you just have to be happy with where you are within the process. And
exactly.
It's not, you're not always necessarily chasing something different.
Exactly. Like, when you do find yourself, you know, feeling a little worse, like having more negative self-talk, like what are your strategies? Like maybe like short-term strategies, like what you try to do in the moment to stop it, but also long-term, the things that have really helped you change your mindset for the better. What are those things?
I feel like, and this is easier said than done, is just shut off the switch. The second you start to think to yourself, like, if I catch myself looking in the mirror and focusing on my skin, I look away and I snap myself out of it. And I'm like, you're not doing that today. And it's been a really long time since I've had a moment where I've looked at myself and been like, ew. Because it's like, at the end of the day, it's a physical being.
Right.
You know, we say like, oh, I want to look like Kendall Jenner or Emrata. You know, all these girls that people want to look like look different. Everyone in this world looks different. If I ate and worked out the same exact way Kendall Jenner did, I wouldn't look like her. My body wouldn't look like her. My skin wouldn't look like her, because we're different human beings.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I think realizing you have, like you said, endless potential on who you can be, what you're capable of, everything. Once you realize that and you realize who you are on the inside really is so much more important than what you look like, that's when things hit you. And I've learned it. Like, people, you know, people get cheated on and they're like the best of the best, and they get cheated on with the ugliest girl, and you're like, oh, so looks really don't matter. And I feel like that hits it, because it's like, wow, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I know I'm pretty. Like, Beyonce, she's beautiful. People still hurt her. So it doesn't matter that she looks beautiful. It doesn't give her any advantage. But her music, that's why she's successful, you know? So I feel like...
it all goes into, like, there's so many more factors. There's so much that makes up who you are. To how people perceive you than just your physical appearance. And I think your, like, your physical appearance changes...
It's a bonus.
It changes based on how, like, every single other part of you.
Yeah.
Like, if you could be drop-dead gorgeous, if you're rude, or, like, anything, if you're just, like, cocky,
not a good person,
if you're cocky, if you're not a good person, like,
you're down.
If you were a 10, you're down to a 6.
There's so many pretty girls I know who have the worst, like, have talked badly about me, worst attitudes, and I'm like, you have a cute face, and you just went all the way, like, that takes
now
away.
You're ugly.
Yeah, you're ugly now. You know, I'll never sit there and a girl I didn't meet and be like, wow, that girl's not pretty. I've never in my life thought that, because I really do think everyone's pretty. But if you show me, I do too. People, sometimes my friends are like, that girl is like, and I'm like, no, she's pretty. Right. Like, I see something in her.
No, literally, I feel like no one, just, I feel like humans, like, in general, like, are pretty. Like, everyone's pretty in their own way, and everyone's always chasing to, like, look like somebody else. And it's like, how about you just be the best version of you?
Exactly.
Well, like,
not
if you trying to look like someone else.
If you did look like Kendall Jenner, wouldn't look good, because, like,
Kendall,
your energy and your personality and your everything else besides the physical body that you live in.
Exactly.
Also, it doesn't match up.
Become Kendall Jenner, and I'm sure that she wakes up in the morning
has
and
the
she
same
has
thoughts as
some pimples and, like, dark circles and messy
she
hair.
She, like,
and whatever
talks about
it is,
her
and
acne
she
journey
the
too.
Same
a
thing.
Kendall, if you want to be on the show, you know where to reach us. But yeah, like,
in the show notes.
You were recently featured in Glamour UK magazine. Yeah. That's incredible. Tell us about the whole experience. Like, how did it happen? How was it?
It's so crazy, because when I started my podcast, I was like, I want to have, like, within the first year of me having my podcast, I want to be featured in a magazine. And so about 2 weeks before the magazine article went out, I posted a TikTok on That Girl. If you guys know what That Girl is. Yeah. So I posted a TikTok on the aesthetic of it and how it kind of relates to my podcast, because I wanted to get my podcast name out there. Yeah. And there were, you know, it didn't go viral, but it got like 80,000 likes. So, like, it got recognized.
That's
significant.
But, like,
yeah.
That's still, like, so much. So many, like, people seeing
I know.
That.
Imagine, like, 80,000 people right here, right now.
Right.
I mean, like, obviously, they're just TikTok, like, so they're just,
they
like,
they could
scrolling.
Not fit in
Yeah,
room.
They wouldn't be able to fit in here. But, yeah, I posted it, and the feedback was, like, mostly positive, but there were some negative comments where it's, like, this is unrealistic. You got
there,
you're
oh, there are always.
Always. And I click on their profile. No profile
hate.
Picture, like, following zero. I'm like, all right, whatever. But... basically, this girl, Alice, who's a freelance writer, reached out to me on Instagram and was like, hey, I saw your TikTok and I want you to talk about That Girl and everything, and talk about your podcast and how it relates to That Girl. And I was like, okay, sure. Like, why not? And so I emailed her and we talked back and forth, and she asked me a few questions, and she was just like, all right, I'm going to put you in the magazine. Like, send me the link to your podcast. And it definitely gave me a little bit more recognition. It wasn't, you know, an article solely based on For You From Eve, but it was an article saying, like, Olivia Shabu, who has For You From Eve, you know, created this TikTok. So the hate comments kind of made it okay to get it, because I get hate comments like that all the time where it's like, you set an unrealistic standard, and I'm like, then you didn't listen to my podcast,
right, then
because
you didn't
I
actually...
talk about how I, like, woke up at 11 a.m. today and didn't work out, so you didn't listen.
Right. You post anything and, that gets more than, like, 100 views, someone has
someone's
got something.
And, like, most of the time I'll just delete, block. Like, if it's a really mean comment, I'll be like, oh, my God, like, block, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, most of the time I'll just look at it and then, I won't care. And then it'll get likes and I'm like, oh, my God, all right, I'm deleting it. I don't want anyone else
when,
to see it.
When things, like, go viral or, like, hit an audience, like, if something only reaches the audience of my followers, then I know that, like, I have a great community there, and it's all gonna be, like, positive
supportive
and
comments.
Supportive, and we're all, like, one big happy squad
family.
But if it starts to, like, you know, hit explore pages and reach other people, like, that's when the negative stuff comes in, because people are not gonna write something negative to, like,
a face that they recognize or know or right. anything, they're going to write something negative to someone who they're literally just scrolling and scrolling and they mm-hmm. see something exactly. and they write it and they don't realize that that's like
that there's someone
a real
it.
Person mm-hmm. on the yeah. other
and
side.
And sometimes
that
you respond
to.
And they don't respond or they delete their comment.
Oh, like, my favorite is so when they have funny. Typo. The only time I respond is when they have a typo and I'll be like, your.
Yeah. Sometimes I got like a DM once and it was like, your podcast is unrealistic. Like, no one lives a life like this
okay,
every day.
Did you listen? Because yeah. everyone lives a life like this
like,
every day.
I just, you know, like, people about- think like, oh, a girl's making a podcast about being the best version. Like, she's probably saying how she wakes up at 6 a.m. every day and goes for a run. And it's like, listen to the podcast before podcast. You make a comment. But at the same time, they're trolls. It's kind of funny. It doesn't right. like, it's never offended me or made me upset. Obviously, people get it at different lengths, but yeah. crazy.
It's also, I love how you said it's always the people with like zero followers, no exactly. profile picture. Or it's like
so
old
sad.
Men in your comments. Like, get out.
It's so sad. It honestly just like, it makes me feel bad for them because to even think something negative about someone and then to write it and yeah. send it, it's like, what are you doing? Like, do find a hobby. But to like, truly, it doesn't bother me mm-hmm. in the slightest. Like, I find it so funny. It brings me more likes. I'm like, all right, bring me my bag. Right? Like, keep commenting.
The comments are comments
right.
sometimes.
So funny.
Algorithm.
Exactly. exactly.
Sometimes, though, it like, will then start to hit the wrong audience because if some random troll or, like, old man comments, then TikTok or Instagram thinks, like, oh, that's the kind of person that wants to interact with this, and then it pushes yeah. it to more of that, so then it just, like, yeah. starts a spiral.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the people who you are trying to send the message to get the message, mm-hmm. like, you're
that's
not trying to send the message to the trolls and the weird men and stuff. You're trying to send the positive
see.
Message to the young girls, and as long as it's hitting that audience and they're receiving it positively, who cares what anyone
exactly.
else has to say?
Yeah, when I see girls like message me and they're just like pretty girls from college, I'm like, oh my god, that's my audience. Like, I can't believe this
yes.
beautiful girl
yeah.
follows me and talks to me.
I yeah. love when I see like people who I would, you know how when starting school you would look for a roommate and you go through everyone's Instagram, and you would be like, oh my god, I want to be friends with her so
yeah.
bad. When I see someone who interacts with anything and I like go to their account or go to message them or they message me and it's someone like that, I get so excited because I'm like, oh my god, like,
and they're like nice
yeah,
too.
When it's a girl that's like around your age that you just like
exactly
would be
and like
yeah,
the fact that they're even reaching
with.
Out is like, oh my god, they're a nice person, like they listen to my content so they align with it
right.
like I like yeah. really wish, like, I understand now when like people say I wish I could just like be friends with my followers because I really
I do
want
that's
to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I go through.
We should
like,
have a pop-up
yeah.
one day.
That would be
that
so
would be
fun.
So
I've always
so
wanted to do, like,
fun.
A meetup or something.
Last night, we were like, I don't know. What if we did a, like, what if we did a meetup?
Who's
I was
in New
like,
York? What if
are
we did
a meetup?
My followers yeah. in New York? Like,
my
I
fear
do
would
this?
Be, like, no one's going to show up. Like,
that's okay.
I would be so scared that, like, either no one was going to show up, and it's like, I know people would. Because it's that's so
yeah.
fun. Mm-hmm. Or, like, even, like, going live on, like, Instagram or TikTok, I always say I want to do it. And then I'm like, no one's going to join. I'm going to look stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
I've done it before. I haven't done it consistently, but mm-hmm. it's nerve-wracking every time you do
yeah.
something like that because it's like you don't have control
right.
over what people say.
Exactly.
Or think
anytime you start something, it's scary until the second you like. I remember whenever we would post new YouTube videos, we used to have like a joint account. I remember
yeah.
in high school, and no one was watching them besides like.
People
in high school,
yeah.
Haters.
Haters.
I would
everyone
post
in high school
it,
is
would,
a hater.
So
yeah.
true. I would get so nervous and, like, debate it, and I would watch the video, like, 5 times over before posting it, but the second you, like, clicked post, and all the
yeah.
nerves were
yeah.
gone.
Well, you just have to, like, know what your purpose is, and, like, and this goes for anyone listening for anything in life, like, people are going to judge you no matter
exactly.
what. That's just what people do.
And
like,
honestly, it has
like,
nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, people are going to make rude comments. People are not going to want to see you succeed at what you do. Like, some people are just like that because they're insecure with themselves.
Exactly.
As long as you are confident and secure with yourself and with everything that you are doing, mm-hmm. you just have to, it's like easier said than done, but not listen to a word anyone else is going to say because it is your life. And as long as you're moving forward and you're going after your goals, like, nobody else's opinion should matter. Mm. I say that, but, like, we definitely have let other people's opinions
yeah.
have an effect on us before.
you know? Yeah. Another thing with that is people don't care till you make it. So, like,
yes.
This podcast right now, when I first started it, I'm sure there were people that were like, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. Like, this is so stupid. Like, that's so embarrassing. And, like, people make fun of you, make jokes. 5 years from now, hopefully when I have, like, a million followers, people are going to be like, oh, I went to high school with her.
Exactly.
I knew her.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
People don't care till you make it. So you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. It's like you can be doing the exact same thing, but unless you're successful at it, it's not cool.
Exactly.
Like you're like a loser, right. And you're like a try hard, and then when it's successful, then it's like everyone wants to be you and it's the coolest
exactly,
thing ever.
Yeah.
And
which
you're like,
is crazy.
No, I've been doing the same thing the whole time. It's just that you didn't want to believe in me, mm-hmm. and now you're seeing that people actually like it.
Yeah.
I saw this
now it's cool.
I saw this TikTok once and I love it. And it was this like some corporate work party. And there was a dance floor in the middle. And this girl was recording, and the only person dancing was her boss, and he was out on the dance floor having the time of his life, and then the caption was like, oh my god, what is he doing? And all the comments were just saying, that's why he's the boss, and like,
yeah.
You literally work for him. Like, he's not afraid to do something that might be judged, and no.
That's why he's in the position
now you're, he right.
Do you have, I know you said it was a goal for you within the year to be featured in a magazine, and obviously you were. Do you have like a dream magazine? Do you have like one that you love that
I would
be super
like,
cool?
I would love to be on Forbes 30 under 30.
Oh yeah.
That's like
yeah.
I don't know why I said that so like it's gonna 30. Happen. Like I really would love
speak
to be in Forbes.
Into existence.
Yeah. I feel like as for goals for my podcast, I have like, yeah, I would love to be in Forbes, you know, mm-hmm. People Mag, like there's so many amazing magazines, but Forbes 30 under 30 has always been a dream of mine. And of course I have like dream guests, like Hailey Bieber is my dream guest. Like I love her so much. Like having her, Emma Chamberlain,
I can picture
love.
Her right in this seat.
Yeah.
Hi, Hailey. I do love Emma Chamberlain too. I feel like
love her.
When I listen to Emma Chamberlain, I feel like I think very similarly to her.
She's so comforting.
She's similarly like independent. Mm-hmm. She's kind of grown a lot.
Yeah. At our house at home, we have this goal wall, and we have,
they're so cute.
For like, they could be a week out, they could be like 5 years out. What if you had a goal wall, what is some of the things that would be up there?
One of my biggest goals is to graduate college and
mm-hmm.
do this. And
yeah.
And you know, it's like agency jobs, great. Finance, corporate, those are amazing things. Working in the medical field, amazing. You know, I'm in marketing. I would
so
be so
I.
Yeah. Are you in, what are you in?
We're both like international business majors,
oh, nice.
But then we can like concentrate within that.
Yeah.
So I'm marketing and entrepreneurship. She's
I'm
management.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So, you know, I had a networking call with someone from a marketing agency before this. You know, I'm not like giving up on, oh, I want to be in marketing, but my goal is I've always wanted to create my own business, and everyone says that growing up. They're like, I want to work for mm-hmm. myself. But how many people actually do it, you know? So mm-hmm. that really is my goal. Is this podcast makes me really, like, I have no, you guys, I told you guys I didn't get any sleep last night. I pulled an all-nighter because I had stuff to do
mm-hmm.
and had an 8 a.m. this morning. So I haven't slept yet. And I was so exhausted. Driving, I was horrible. And then I started thinking of my podcast and I was like, I'm so excited. And all my energy came back. And I was like, if I can do this for the rest of my life, that's my biggest goal. And of course, you know, you have the goals like I want to get married and have a family and all these things that you want to do before you're 30 or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I feel like that's my biggest goal is just if I'm able to graduate college and do this mm-hmm. full time and have my own studio in New York or something, that would be my biggest goal.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's a dream. Yeah. And you will do it because you have, like, such a strong mindset. Like, you've manifested so many things into your life by believing in yourself and working hard. And, like, that's just all you have to do. Right. Like, people need to understand that, like,
consistency,
you can do anything you set your mind to. You're just not going to do it overnight.
Exactly.
People give up when you can't do it overnight. But if you stick with it, you can
do
whatever you set
your mind to.
You gotta
stick it out. 36 followers.
Exactly.
Keep it going.
It's like what they say about the gym. Like, if you go to the gym one day, you're not going to wake up with a different body. But if you go to the gym every single day for the next 3 months, you're going to wake up with a different body. It's the same thing with your work, with my podcast, with anything that you do in life. You have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to want to do it. You know, I love my podcast. If I didn't love it, I would stop.
Right.
But I love it so much that, you know, I want to wake up and do it for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like, oh, I have to go to work today. It's going to be like, I'm so happy I get to do work today.
Exactly. And it's so clear, just if you go through your content and listen to your podcast, like, it's crazy how much the stuff that you are passionate about is so much better than, we always talk about this, like, writing a paper for school versus writing, like, if we like writing a script for a podcast or
writing Instagram,
captions,
like writing emails to potential guests and brands and all of that stuff.
it's just crazy how much more effort and
willing you are to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's so funny. I could, like, have an essay due for school and be dreading it, but then if I, like, get an email from a brand or, like, want to reach out to someone or, like, want to write an Instagram caption or something, like,
you still get excited. I won't even think about it,
and I'll just, like, pour my heart into it for, like, hours. And then I'm like, I literally just wrote the same amount that I would have to write for this research paper right now, and it felt so easy, mm-hmm. and, like, it just flowed. Like, yeah, like, right. you know when what you're doing is what you want to be doing.
So much higher quality.
Mm. You just wake up. If you wake up and you want to, you do something every day without realizing you're doing it, that's your passion. Whether it's cooking or writing or, you know, making music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're not being asked to do it, like, if someone told you, do this for the rest of your life and don't get paid, mm-hmm. okay. That's, right, I can exactly. do that. Like, of course, you know, I want to make a living. Right, and hopefully I'm right. with someone that
but it
can
doesn't have to be, it doesn't, like, with all this stuff, it doesn't have to be your, like, your passion project doesn't have to be your career.
Exactly.
Or your, like,
yeah.
It can be side your hustle, hobby. It yeah. can be something you do with your best friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Literally anything, as long as you have the passion
yeah.
for
yeah.
it.
I also don't think that everyone needs to put so much pressure on finding, like, one passion. Because
yeah,
it's also not even about one thing. It's about, like, finding a lot of little things that make you excited about life and that make mm-hmm. you happy, and then kind of and revolving your life around those
yeah.
things.
And then, like,
you know?
Some people will say, like, I don't have a passion. That's okay. Like, you might have one and just not know it yet, because, you know, I see a right. lot of TikToks where people are like, I don't have a passion and I'm tired of people making me feel bad that I don't have something to be excited for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, obviously that sucks, because there's something everyone should be excited for, whether it's going for a 20-minute walk while listening to a podcast. If you're excited to do that, that's, like, that
right.
could be a passion
of yours.
It doesn't have to
be. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the yeah. biggest thing in the world. It can be
exactly.
the most seemingly mundane things that mm-hmm. make up just
because
your whole
it's just
world.
What makes you happy and exactly. what makes you excited.
Yeah.
I also think it's nice if it's, like, I mean, like, some people, like, have one overwhelming thing that, like, takes over their life, but I think mm-hmm. for the majority of the people, it is just finding all of the separate things to, like, build up a happy,
yeah.
well-rounded life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, similar vibes, but if you had to take us through, like, your ideal day,
mm-hmm.
start to finish, what would it be?
I'm, like, trying to think. I'm going to do, like, a day where I don't have anything because,
mm-hmm.
like,
oh, yeah.
work
all
and
the time
school,
in the world.
Like, ugh, yeah. So, I wish I could say, like, oh, I wake up at 5:30, and no, I honestly, on the weekends, I wake up at, like, 11 sometimes, but a normal day in my life, I'll wake up at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I am obsessed with morning routines. So I have to do my full morning routine with the iced coffee and the skincare and the lemon water. Like, those are my mm-hmm. favorite things, taking my vitamins. I have to journal or meditate every single morning.
That's awesome.
I have to. And it's like, there are weeks where I don't meditate and I feel the difference in my day, but I get mm-hmm. very anxious during the day sometimes. And so meditating in the morning really, really helps me. And when it comes to my podcast day in my life, like, if this is a day in my life of I'm recording a podcast, I love to sit down and just plan what I have to do for the day. I don't work out in the morning. I can't work out in the morning. Mm-hmm. I know people are like, oh, it makes me feel more productive. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Like, I don't enjoy it. I only like it at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll basically sit down and I'll plan out what I have to do for the day, all the tasks I want to get done, just so I can make sure I'm prioritizing my workout and my editing and everything. And then I'll normally start by sending out a bunch of emails to people, like 30 to 40 emails to guests I want to have on the show. Try to plan out some Instagram content, maybe make a TikTok, think of some TikTok idea. Basically, just you guys are content creators. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like brainstorm a bunch yeah. of ideas I could do that week or that day. And then I have an office in my house and I sit in that office and I just, that's it. Like, I'm in a different zone and mm-hmm. I just send out the emails and I write everything down. I do my homework.
That's the passion project.
Exactly.
It.
It's like my room. I have to, like, decorate it more to make me more excited about it. But I just do everything. And a lot of the time I'll just record a solo episode, edit, schedule to upload, set the biography. And then always at around 5:30, I go to the gym. That's, like, my time to go
mm-hmm.
so that I can get home, eat dinner, take a shower. And my body is so exhausted that when I get into bed in my, like, fluffy white sheets, mm-hmm. the best. That's why I love working out at night, because
it's a nice feeling.
So exhausting. It's so exhausting. And
when you have nothing else to do mm-hmm. and then you just get rid of mm-hmm. the rest of your energy and you're just done.
Like, that shower yeah. after the gym. Like, sometimes I hate showering after the gym because I get so lazy because my body's mm-hmm. that sore. But once you actually shower and then you get into bed, oh my gosh, it's the best feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, final question mm-hmm. to leave everyone with one piece of advice. If you could give
your younger self or a girl at the beginning of her own wellness or self-love journey one piece of advice, like your biggest takeaway that you've had so far, what would it be?
I said this, we talked about this a little before. If you don't like it, it doesn't matter. You know, like Billie Eilish once said this in an interview where she said, if I was creating things for other people that other people liked, and then tomorrow everyone around me dropped dead and all I had was myself and I hated everything I created, then what do I have? I have nothing. Mm-hmm. I just have things I created for other people and now no one's there and nothing matters. And so I think just stop caring what people think. And I know the content creation community can be a little bit weird to get into because you can't describe it to your family or your aunts or your grandparents. People in high school, you know, they're going to be watching you. It's not embarrassing, but in that mindset, you're like, yeah, I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to hear my voice or watch what I'm doing. And it's like, no one's making fun of the nursing major. No one's making fun of the guy that wants to go into law school. Like, no one's making fun of those people. So why do you deserve to get made fun of? And I feel like that's why I didn't start YouTube or my podcast or Instagram for so long, is because I was afraid of other people making jokes or throwing jabs. And I think that's why a lot of young girls don't start it. It's like, if you want
to
do it.
Or just don't start. It doesn't have to be content creation. Yeah. Start anything that's maybe different from like the
where you're like more ideal out there. Norm, exactly, yeah. Because you're like, I don't want to get judged for it, but it's like the first person that created a YouTube video, I'm sure, look at them now, like look at what YouTube is doing to people. So I think just stop caring what people think. If you want to do something, do it, and don't make I don't have time an excuse, or you know, because if it's a priority, you're gonna do it. It's like the same way we prioritize scrolling through our phone 10 minutes a day because we want to do it. So it's like, if you really want to do something, you're gonna do it. And if you don't want to do it, maybe you don't want it as much as you think you do, because I promise if you really, really want to do something, it's gonna get done. That's just how human beings work. We're gonna do what we want. We're stubborn and we're gonna do it.
Love it. All right. Well,
this was so fun.
This was.
So
this fun. Was.
Such I'm happy a good we're recording my podcast after, because I'm like, I'm not done.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, I'm not done still talking. Going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right after we stop the record button on this, we're about to record an episode on Olivia's podcast. So after you guys listen to this, you can go over to her podcast. You can hear our interview over there.
So make sure you're following her podcast, Instagram, TikTok, everything. It'll be below, and you can go check out that episode.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun. Thanks for reaching out on Instagram.
Of course. Yeah, guys. I know. Olivia's podcast came up on, like, just, like, in my algorithm, and I listened to it, and I was like, wow, I feel like we're so aligned. So I just reached out to her, found out she was in New Jersey, and Catherine and I had been thinking about taking a trip to New York, and I was like, you know what? Like, let's do this. Let's make this happen, and I'm so glad
we did.
Good
for you guys. 19 years old and taking a trip to New York, like, all right.
We've been talking about this, like, in my vlog and stuff. Like, this is our first trip.
Yeah, we're talking about this on the way in. Because normally we're with some other friends.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's been good.
Mm-hmm. I know. In a hotel, just us, and we feel like on top of the world right now.
New York is the best. I know you guys are Boston girls. New York is the best city. I love Boston.
I like them both. But
yeah, New York is like, if you live here, you're like, all right, there's other cities that are better. But if you don't live here, you're like, New York's the best.
Yeah, New York is great. There's also like, there's so much to it. It's been kind of like blowing my mind, like walking around so much recently where it's like, you turn every corner and you're in a new world, you know? It's crazy. That. But that's like how the entire world is. There's just so much going on.
Yeah.
All right. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at For You From Eve. And then my personal is Olivia Eve Shabo with a B. My TikTok's Olivia Eve Shabo. My podcast is obviously For You From Eve. If you Google it, all my stuff comes up.
But yeah. Love. So, yeah, those will all be down below, so you can just click and go check her out. You came from Olivia's podcast, Instagram, TikTok, anything. Thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out with us.
We hope you stick around on our side.
Yeah.
And guys, if you're coming from us, go check out Olivia.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.